Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Christina Watkins is an accomplished published poet, teacher, soul friend, pilgrim, wife, mother, and grandmother. She's our guest on today's This Week in America to discuss two of her books, Poems for the Journey and Poems Poemus. Poems for the Journey is a collection of poems that tell stories about a few people and events which have been formative in Christina's life, carefully selected, told from the poet's heart. These poems invite readers to consider their own personal formative experiences with people, places, and events. The photos on the pages immediately in front of the poem prompt readers' own memories and imaginations. Poems Poemus are simple poems about significant feelings and the coming to new consciousness in a particular woman's life. The poems invite the readers to come up with their own reflections. The white sea of space around each poem suggests that something meaningful has been noticed and highlighted. The way the poems are presented, a photograph that takes up two pages followed by each poem, Spanish on the left-hand page and English on the right, enhances the wide spiritual and reflective circle of the poems. The two languages together invite readers to learn some words from a second language. Born in London in southern Ontario, Canada, when Christina was a child, she spent her summers at a family cottage near her grandparents' cottage on the shores of Lake Erie. See, after she married, husband is a geologist, by the way, they lived all parts of the world, Australia, Ottawa, Mexico, northern Ontario, northern Quebec, Vancouver, Toronto, Denver, Colorado, Scottsdale, Arizona, Vancouver again, and now in Victoria, British Columbia. Christina loves the experiences that come from meeting people, connecting with people, and learning about their lives. Christina Watkins, author of Poems for the Journey and Poems Poemus, joins us on This Week in America. Christina, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I went through all of those places you live because travel and all of the people you've met, that's really shapes who you are, isn't it? And so much of what we read in your poetry was shaped by travel and meeting people.
It's true. What my belief is that all our stories are really all important for ourselves, our own development, but the stories come together and we're building something big together, building a structure that some would say it's a web of love. And the love songs get it right. Well, love is the answer.
And it certainly is. And you bring us into that world that you share. I mentioned briefly, and we'll talk about these books specifically, and we will have you read some of the poetry, but you do such an excellent job with pictures, with reflection. And you sort of invite us into your world to share our memories as we're reading about yours. Talk about laying out these two books, because if I understand, these were sort of done in chronological order. These are what the poems actually are sort of in order that they were written, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Not the order in which the events or the little stories I'm telling took place, but the order in which they were written. And the first book, Poems Poemas, really begins, it's showing what I'm feeling and thinking when I was at seminary in Vancouver and then Toronto, and when I earned my Master's of Divinity, and then we moved to Denver and Scottsdale, and we came back from the U.S. to Vancouver in the year 2000, and that was about the time I started to write the poems down.
No, it's interesting the impact all of these circumstances, the travel, all of that sort of shaped you and then being able to write them down later. This is interesting. So it was what, years later before you wrote some of these poems?
It was. And often I knew with one poem for about 40 years that I was going to write it. And I have some more poems I hope I'm going to write in the future. But when the time was right, they just kind of arose. Just kind of presented themselves.
I want to give you the information, which I will do several times during the program, on Christina's website, where the books are available. Of course, you'll find them at Amazon, the usual places. The author's name is Christina Watkins. You'll find one of the websites is poemspoemusjourney.com. That will take you to all the books. Her personal website is Christina Watkins, Christina Watkins. poems.com. and you'll find information there. We'll talk about what's available at all the different websites, and we have all of that at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the layout for poems, poemas, and then I'll ask you, please, to read some of the poetry. I love the way it's laid out, the photography that you use, and then having it in English and Spanish. Talk about the format you used in this book.
Well, poems, poemas is English on one side, Spanish on the other. And I love to have books like that because I'm kind of a lazy language learner. Give me an easy way, a soup can or a box of cereal or anything that I can just look at it and I'll get it. But I had fun writing these poems, but I wrote them in two languages because I had two friends staying with us. Hector and Patty lived with us in our house in Vancouver while they were having their baby. They were both marine biologists, and Hector was finishing his doctorate, and they were getting ready to go to Australia after the baby was born. And so they were there, and Patty is such a positive person. She'd say to me, "I want to know what you're writing, and translate it for me." So I'd do it, and they'd say, "Do another." And they kept encouraging me, and I kept translating. It was fun. Translating can be fun. It doesn't feel like a term paper. It feels good. Yes. And so Patty was my salsa aerobics teacher, and their baby boy was born when we lived there. I was going to read you a poem that I wrote that's just before that poem about the little boy being born. But the poem I'd like to read you is "This Time of Year." Here in Victoria, we have pink cherry blossoms all over the place. And this poem came when I was in Vancouver. And I just, it just came like a wonderful thing. I turned the corner going down the hill to our little house at the bottom of the hill. And the poem just started coming into my mind. And so this is the first one. And shall I read it?
Yes, please do. This is The Angels Say. This is from Christina's book, Poems, Poemas, Christina Watkins. Please read the poem.
The ancients say, sky and earth are married. Breezes and blossoms, volcanoes and tornadoes are born of their intimacy. Incessant changing and eternal touching are part of purpose. We who touch in part share a purpose of the heart. And in Spanish?
Yes, please, in Spanish. This is fascinating.
Dicen los antepasados que el cielo y la tierra están casados. La brisa y las flores, los tornados y volcanes nacen en su intimidad. El cambio en 60 y la unión eterna participen en el propósito. Nosotros que nos tocamos luego, nos separamos, compartimos el mismo ángelo del corazón.
Beautifully done in English and in Spanish. And as you're reading it again, it's sort of like learning a new language. You've got the two there, and you can sort of like, okay, well, this is what this means over here. It adds sort of a whole different perspective to the poetry. Before we read the second one, you said something there that was interesting, that poem just sort of came to you. Do you find that happens frequently, that something will happen in your life, and it's like, this poetry is taking place in my life right in front of me. I really need to capture this.
Oh, that it happened more often. It is the most wonderful thing when that happens. But sometimes I'll just get, comes as a catch in my throat, or I'll recognize, I'll see the thought, maybe a couple of words. I like writing poems with repeating lines. I may get a line and then, but it's fun. But do they come as a gift? Not very often.
The thing that's interesting is, and just in talking with you and reading your poetry, you've got this awareness of what's going on around you and appreciation. I don't know whether that came first or the poetry came first. And you think, you know, if we all spend a little more time just slowing down, looking around, absorbing nature, what's going on in life, it would be a much better place, wouldn't it?
Well, I think we are who we are, and some people lead very busy lives and they
Yes.
can do that on the fly and do it less than I do. I've had a life of moving around and being a new person in town and sometimes having some times when I'm living by myself. And so that's what happened to me, but we're all different and we all have stories. I really think people love getting in touch with their own stories. And everybody loves to hear other people's stories. And I think we learn from stories. I do. I learn better from stories than from anything.
Well, we do, and by sharing your stories with us, suddenly we're thinking we have stories too. I like what Christina said, and I had a similar set of circumstances or thoughts, experience. Christina Watkins is our guest on the program, talking about her two books, Poems, Poemas, which we're reading from now, and Poems for the Journey. I'll give you all the website information as we go through. Let's do another poem from Poems, Poemas. And you were talking about the relationship with Patty and Hector and their young child. Talk about the background on this and set up the next poem for us, please.
Well, the night before the baby was born, I dreamed this dream, and I do love dreams. I think they're wonderful. They help. They make life much richer. But this is called Far Traveler, and it is about a dream. So it's Far Traveler for Angelo Stavros Lozano, born April 13th, 2007. I dream a riderless white horse in our garden. He stands knee-deep in red and yellow tulips. His glow is of deepest morning stars. By his cloak, I know he is a far traveler. He stands knee-deep in red and yellow tulips. What do those who pass by our garden see? By his cloak, I know he is a far traveler. The baby enters the house through our garden door. What do those who pass by our garden see? The far traveler is with us in our sea of stars. The baby enters the house through our garden door. I wonder what dreams will light his way.
Beautiful, and in Spanish.
Un viajero lejano. Veo en sueños un caballo blanco solo en nuestro jardín. Parado en medio de los tulipanos rojos y amarillos. Su luz mana de las estrellas más distante de la mañana. Por su manto, yo sé que es un viajero lejano. Él se para en medio de los tulipanos rojos y amarillos. ¿Qué ven los que pasen por nuestro jardín? Por su manto, yo sé que es un viajero lejano. El niño entra a la casa por la puerta de nuestro jardín. ¿Qué ven los que pasan por nuestro jardín? El viajero nos acompaña en nuestro mar de estrellas. El niño entra a la casa por la puerta de nuestro jardín. ¿Qué sueños alumbran su camino? And you'll notice the repeating lines. And
Yes.
it's nice to translate poems that have repeating lines because, yeah, it's easier than making a rhyme. And I like the pantoum. There are three pantoums in Poems, Poemas. And when the repeating lines come, it feels as if something's wrapping around me.
Oh,
And
yes.
I hope readers, maybe a prayer shawl, maybe the horse's cloak, but anyway, that I hope that poem feels like that to people.
Well, it does, and it's very comforting just to hear the words. You need to do a recording of your poetry as well as in the books. It's very very soothing the way that you deliver the poetry. And we'll talk about the different formats, the different styles that you use. I want to do one more poem from Poems, Poemas. And when you're Googling that, Poems is, of course, Poems. Poemas is Poemas. That's the name of one of Christina's books. We'll do the second one here in just a second. One of the websites you can get information is poemspoemasjourney.com. Christina's website is christinawatkinspoems.com. And we'll have all that. There's a lot to give you. We'll have a whole lot of that on our website as well. The poem, this one, has an interesting background. If you would, please read that for us.
The grandchildren began to be born when we moved back to Vancouver. And this poem, I'm not sure which grandchild it was for, but this one, it could be for an idea. It could be for a project someone's doing. But this one came very easily to just came. So shall I read it?
Yes, please.
This one, you will care what happens to this one in ways that will lead you. This one will be honey in your heart. This one, with the usual imperfections, will be worth whatever it takes. For this one, you will never count the cost. This one is in another currency.
As someone with grandchildren, you can certainly relate to that. That really says so much with those words. And then if you would please, the Spanish version of this one.
Este es a quien cuidarás y tu guiará hacia tu meta. Este será la miel en tu corazón. Este, con sus imperfecciones habituales, valdrá la pena. A este nunca le cobrarás nada, porque no habla el idioma de las monedas. You know, you just do anything for those kids.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Well, you say that so well. That poem is this one. Now, those poems that Christina just read is from her book, Poems Poemas. The second book in English is Poems for the Journey. Give us just a little bit of background on that, and then I'll ask you if you'd be kind enough to read several from the book.
Well, the second book, I put this together about the time we moved from Vancouver to Victoria about 6 years ago. And they are only in English, and that's the right language for this book, because they're a part of my recollecting and summing up what's been important in life. I am a senior, so this is good work for me. And in the big picture, we are, of course, people of the planet and the cosmos. We're also Americans in the large sense of the world. We've spent quite a bit of time in Latin America, too. And as Canadians, we share a border with the U.S., and therefore we share the Great Lakes. And my poem, Waves, is set on the shores of Lake Erie, where we and our grandparents and the kids, my siblings, spent our growing up years. This is a sestina, and sestinas are great fun to write, and they translate well, too, but they're fun, and you can decide you're going to write one. It has six words, which are at the end of every sentence, and they are in different order, and there are six stanzas in each one. So you recognize the words, and it wraps around you a bit, too. And this poem, it's a growing up poem about the way families move apart and form new families. And I hope it resonates with readers' own bitter or sweet experiences of this.
Yeah, the poem is Waves. This is from Christina's book, Poems for the Journey. Christina, if you would, please.
A photograph of me and my eldest brother when we were young shows one wild moment on the shore of Lake Erie as I run in and he leaps out of the same wave. Through the camera's hawkeye time and space collapse, down the black and white portal, decades disappear, until I feel again that glad radiance. Wearing only bathing suits in our radiance, we lived long days, building castles, being young. As afternoon sifted into evening, bright light disappeared. We dreamed while moonlight shone a path on Lake Erie. Night turned again to day in a soft collapse, as we heard the shoreline, wave by wave. Days and nights shortened, we gave a careless wave to deep velvet darkness and golden radiance. The realm of everlasting started to collapse into ways of being that were no longer young, dead fish washed up on the shores of Lake Erie. For us, running in and leaping out disappeared. Warmth more and more disappeared. Story gave way to cold, hard facts, wave by wave. In the dark, we began to notice what was eerie. After dreaming, we remembered less of radiance, till it was hard to remember we had ever been young. Possibilities of running in and leaping out collapsed. Something partly understood engendered more collapse. While solitude grew and loneliness disappeared, we again dared to believe the world was young. At times, we raggedly rode a wide wave through sparkling waters bathed in radiance. The fish were swimming again in Lake Erie. Our family no longer summers on Lake Erie. Rhythms of generations have collapsed into increasing circles of new radiance. Through death, some dear ones have disappeared into an unknown yet near holy wave that moves beyond what we know of old and young.
That is so well done. That is Waves. That's one of the poems in Poems for the Journey by Christina Watkins, our guest on the program. So well done. And I wanted you to go on. I understand you have to end the poem at some point, but there was so much there and sort of reliving life as you're going through what your experiences were. And you will do that as you're reading through either of the two books we're talking about on the program today. This next selection from Poems for the Journey is A Snowy Afternoon. And I understand this took a while to develop. This was over several decades you were thinking about this before you wrote the poem. Give us a little background on A Snowy Afternoon.
Well, we lived in northern Quebec, northern Ontario for 11 years, and the winters are so long. And with small children, the winters are much longer.
Yes.
but this poem, it came to me and I thought, how can I put that into words? Because it was quite a strong experience for me. And it has had several different endings. The teenagers I mentioned were Finnish teenagers, and I talked in one of the versions of the poem about how I bought my skis from Mr. Kari, who owned the Finnish store in our little village of South Porcupine. But it came, and I changed it a bit, but I'm awfully glad I've written it down. And I'd like to read it to you.
Please.
One snowy afternoon, I cross-country skied in South Porcupine when eyelashes clumped white from the cold. At 3 o'clock, the babysitter mercifully arrived and stayed till night began to fall around 4. In colorful, breathable light layers of clothes, I skied across the road and field into woods that stretched all the way up to James Bay. After a property dispute about sharing toys, I was weary. Winter was long. I skied fast, so lost in thought that I failed to notice the snow beginning to fall. I saw my covered tracks. I was lost. Light was slant as I skied past trees I didn't know, circling, passing the same ones again and again. Then there was a shift in my vision into light. Hope sprang up wide and deep. I heard the sound of teenagers talking. As I cried and laughed, I skied towards them. From the road where we lived, after night had fully fallen, we sometimes saw the glorious, dancing aurora borealis, the northern lights. Is there something about light dancing that leads us back to inner times when light has broken us open?
That is so well done. I said that after all of them, but it's so true. The book is just filled with stories like that, with poems that are so well written. And again, this will get you thinking and sort of escape in Christina's life there for a while. That was from Poems for the Journey. That was A Snowy Afternoon. And the final poem we're going to have Christina read on the program today is called Calling. Explain the background, the storyline on Calling.
Well, We walk around in nature. My husband's a geologist, of course. We walk over hill and dale. And the natural world has become over the years so much closer. And I know a lot of people are feeling this in this pandemic when people are walking so much. And we see so many great things on television, nature programs, where we can see the great apes and we can hear the sounds they make as they really talk to each other. And this one, I chose it to finish with because I think what we do these days is these things happen to us is we say, wouldn't it be, what would our grandparents think if they could see this with us on television? What would our parents think? And it's probably very common. And we feel sometimes in this poem, feel invited to step into a mindset where we know that all creation is one. The native people say, all my relations, all of creation. And we know sometimes that we've been created to be in this life together now, in the past, for all time. And this little poem is something, a couple of times people have phoned me up and said, you know, I picked up your book and that's the poem I went to. So I it's very simple. You're very kind, Rick. They're very simple. Shall I read it?
Yes, please do. Calling. This is from the book by Christina. The book is the second that we've talked about here, Poems for the Journey. Please read Calling.
Lately, I notice birds on branches calling softly to me. Come closer. Come over. Come in. I'm here. That poem, there are two poems that are in both books. That poem is in Spanish, too. It's nice.
Oh, it's a perfect way to end our conversation. It has been such a pleasure to have you here and to have you share your talent of all these years of writing. And I'm going to give you all the information here in a second so you'll know where to get all of Christina's books, but both books available at Amazon, at all the usual places, her website as well. Now, our guest is Christina Watkins. And yes, Christina.
Is it time for me to thank you yet, Rick?
Well, you can do that in a second. But I appreciate that, and then I'll thank you, and because I really appreciate you coming on and organizing this and taking the poems and doing such a nice job in delivering the poems. And I want to mention again the photography. The book is laid out so well. It's not just a book of poems. You turn the page, you got another poem. It's really laid out in a spectacular manner. It's really a well done. Christina Watkins, Watkins. If you're Googling, book available, Amazon, the usual places. Her website's poemsjourney.com. Poems spelled like poems, P-O-E-M-S. Poemas, P-O-E-M-A-S, journey.com. Her website, and I'll ask her about that in just a second, what all is there, ChristinaWatkinsPoems.com. In fact, I'll ask that now. If they go to that website, it's a little different than the other. What will they find at ChristinaWatkinsPoems.com?
Well, they can go in and see, there's a little formula, how you write a sestina. Waves was a sestina too. And
Yeah, that's interesting because you get a little sort of behind the scenes and a little information there as well. So you can, that's a separate website. That's ChristinaWatkinsPoems.com. PoemasJourney.com is our website with the books. And of course, you'll find all the books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Christina, this has been fun getting to know you, having you on the program, sharing your talent, the two excellent books that you've written. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, it's been fun with me from the time I met you. I really had fun. And it's such a privilege to be interviewed by you. And you were very kind. Thank you.
That's nice of you to say. And it's a privilege to have you on and to share your talent with our audience. And again, the books are available wherever books are sold. The website's poemsjourney.com. Christina's website, ChristinaWatkinsPoems.com. And of course, all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You just have to click a link there and it'll take you directly to one of her websites or all of her websites if you choose. Christina Watkins, our guest on the program, the two books, Poems for the Journey and Poems Poemus. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.